Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Brethren, we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, a minister in the sanctuary, and the true tent, which is set up not by man, but by the Lord. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Hence it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly sanctuary. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry which is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 8 through 12. The Lord said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious how or what you are to answer or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." On this day, the 6th of November, we commemorate Paul the Confessor, Patriarch of Constantinople. St. Paul was from Thessalonica. He became the secretary of Alexander, Patriarch of Constantinople, a deacon and then a successor of St. Alexander in about 337. Because of his virtue, his eloquence in teaching, and his zeal for orthodoxy, the Arians hated and feared him. When the Arian emperor Constantius, who was in Antioch, learned of Paul's election, he exiled Paul and proclaimed the Arian Eusebius patriarch. St. Paul went to Rome, where he found St. Athanasius the Great also in exile. Provided with letters by Pope Julius, Paul returned to Constantinople, and after the death of Eusebius in 342, ascended again his rightful throne. The Arians, meanwhile, elected Macedonius because he rejected the Son's consubstantiality with the Father and the divinity of the Holy Spirit besides. When Constantius, yet at Antioch, learned of Paul's return, he sent troops to Constantinople to drive Paul out. The saint returned to Rome, where St. Athanasius also was again in exile. Constans, emperor of the West, Constantius's brother, but Orthodox, wrote to Constantius that if Athanasius and Paul were not allowed to return to their sees, he would come with troops to restore them himself. So Paul again returned to his throne. After the death of Constans, however, Constantius had Paul deposed. Because of the love of the people for St. Paul, Philip the prefect, who was sent for him, was compelled to arrest him secretly to avoid a sedition. Paul was banished to Caucasus, on the borders of Cilicia and Armenia, a town through which his most illustrious successor, St. John Chrysostom, would also pass on his way to Comana in his last exile. In Caucasus, about the year 350, as St. Paul was celebrating the divine liturgy in the little house where he was a prisoner, the Arians strangled him with his own amphorion. So much did they fear him, even in exile. His holy relics were brought back to Constantinople with honor by the Emperor Theodosius the Great. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.